I found it's not too busy. I have found it's not too busy. You have my eyes cry. Oh, it's fine since about this moment on my knees, Jesus. So the God of the mountain is the God.
I don't know your expectation this evening. From the beginning of this program, God must have worked a lot. Miracles, signs and wonders must have taken place. But peradventure, there's a part that you need touch. You can signify by raising your hands and say, Lord, at the end of this service, I want another touch from you. Lord Jesus, Author of life, finisher of faith, giver of every good thing, visible and invisible. We are so grateful to be here again from the beginning of this program to this moment. It has been you, Father.
Amen.
Lord, you that started it, may you bring it to a memorable end.
Amen.
Lord, may your presence be so felt.
Oh,
Lord, that we can touch you.
Amen.
And we can know that you touch us.
Amen.
Help us, Father.
Amen.
That we can surely say we never came here in vain.
Amen.
But we are happy that we came.
Amen.
May you crown it, Lord.
Amen.
Crown this program.
Amen.
You are the preacher. Amen. I'm not a preacher. You are the preacher.
Right.
May you honor your name.
Amen.
Glorify yourself.
Amen.
Make yourself visible.
Oh.
Make yourself more known to your people.
Oh.
Lord Jesus, and may your presence be here. That same angel of the Lord. May you make yourself known and touch your people.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, help, Lord.
Amen.
Several habits. Smoke. People, the devil is tormenting people smoking. Straight trying to be Christians, but smoking, drinking, all kinds of things, Lord. Except you help. Lord, they can't help themselves. And tonight, may they find that help. Lord Jesus, there are those that are struggling with the Holy Ghost. Struggling, oh Heavenly Father, we're trying to serve you. May they find rest for their soul, Lord. Oh God, have mercy. Your children, some with different kinds of sicknesses, diabetics, Lord, prostrates, dementias, all kinds of things, Lord. Father, if you will, which I know you do, may at the course of this service, Lord, may the people receive the flow of your power through their veins, through their blood. Lord, that they can jump out of their seats. Master, with a shout of victory, that you have done it, O God. Lord Jesus, put the devil to shame once more time. The people should not be in torment. You paid the price on the cross of Calvary that we should be free. May you confirm it tonight, Lord. Grant it, Father. Lord Jesus, may your people walk out of here at the end of it with a shout of victory. In the name of Jesus Christ, use me, Lord. I surrender totally.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, may you see through my eyes, speak through my lips, heal through my hands, Lord. Father, let it be, oh God. Thank you for granting it. Thank you for hearing not. We thank you for the end of the service. We give you the glory for that end of the service.
Amen.
We worship you for the end of the service.
Amen.
Because we can see that you have done it for us.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying.
Amen.
And all that believe, shout amen. I didn't hear that amen. Shout a bigger amen. Let's clap our hands for Jesus. Hallelujah. Can you shake your brother and say you are welcome? I'm under expectation. Shake as you can shake. Amen. Hallelujah. Seven thunders will take the bride through. It's not by power, it's not by might. It's not by what we can do or what we have to do. It's what he has done for us. The seven thunders of Revelation 10:1-7 will take that bride to that climax. It will show that bride and it's showing that bride. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not me, it's not you, it's him. It's him alone that we are serving. Praise God, hallelujah. Do you believe this grace has brought you this far? And the same grace will take you through? Do you believe in that? Do you believe in the miracles? Do you believe in signs and wonders? Do you believe in salvation? Do you believe eternally? Do you believe in that? If you believe, say, I believe. May it be done to you this now.
Hallelujah.
Shall we turn to the scripture before you sit down? The preachers have preached. God bless you, Pastor. Pastor Alewa. Thank you, Pastor Sam. Thank you for the ministers. God bless you all. Thank you for all the support. Thank you, officers. Amen. And thank you, congregation, for coming. May God bless you all. It's not easy to organize convention, but I believe so many years now, God has taken care of it. Hallelujah. Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river and the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast.
Lati agiju ati Lebanon yi, ani titi de odun lani odo Ifureti, gbogbo ile awon Hiti ati titi de okun lani ni iwo orun, iyi ni yo se opin le yin.
There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee.
Oh, sorry. Ki yo si okunrin kan ti o le duro niwaju re le ojo aye re gbogbo gege mo ti wa pelu Moses be le mi wa pelu re emi ki yo fi o sile be ni emi ki yo ko.
Be strong and of a good courage. For unto these people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them.
Asegiri ki o si mu ayale nitori won ni yo pin ile na fun awon eniyan yi ile ti mo ti bura fun awon baba won lati fi fun won.
Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest.
Sa se giri ki o si mu ayale gidigidi ki iwo ki o le ki esi ati se gege bi gbogbo ofin ti Mose ranse mi ti pa lase fun o ma se ya kuro ninu re si otun tabi si osi ki ki o le dara fun o nibi kibi ti iwo ba lo.
This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. May God bless the reading of his word. Please be seated. I will read again from Numbers chapter 12. Numbers chapter 12. I read from verse 1. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman.
Ati Miriam mu ati Aaron soro di Mose nito obirin ara Ethiopia ti o gbe niyawo nitori pe o gbe obirin ara Ethiopia kan niyawo.
And they said, had the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses, had he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it.
Once we pray, nipa Mose nikan ni Oluwa ha soro bi ko ati pa wa soro pelu Oluwa si gbo.
Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth.
Mo okunrin na Mose se olokan tutu ju gbogbo eniyan lo tin be lori ile.
And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, come out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And the three came out.
Oluwa ti so fun Mose ati fun Aaron ati fun Miriam le ojiji pe eyin meteta jade wa si agbo ajo awon meteta si jade.
And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth.
Oluwa si so kale wa ninu owo awo sama wo si duro le enu ona agona.
And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream.
bi woli oluwa kan ba nbe ninu yin emi oluwa yo farahan fun le ojuna emi o si basoro le oju ala.
My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house.
Moses ranse mi ko ri be oloto ni ninu gbogbo ile mi.
With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore, then, were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
Only emi basoro li enu kwenu ati ni gbangba ki si se li oro ti o se okunkun apero Oluwa le won si ri nje nitori kile eyin ko se beru ati soro di si Moses iranse mi.
May God add more blessings to the reading of his word. I just want to take a little message just to tie all the preachings we've been hearing and title it, Be Strong and of a Good Courage. Be strong and of a good courage. For you to do all that has been spoken to us today, you need to be strong and you need to be of a good courage. Like I said, the story of Moses, the story of Joshua.
Moses,
if you look at it, he practically typed our prophet today, William Aaron Branham.
Moses
was born. God chose him and gave him the work at his birth.
Brother
Branham, at his birth, the light came. Things happened. God visited him. Amen. At a point he told him, don't smoke, don't drink, don't defy yourself in any form. When you grow older, you have a work for me to do. Moses had a commission. He was commissioned. Then after he was commissioned, Moses failed in the commission. But in all the failure that Moses had, God still stayed with his covenant. He never left Moses.
Is
he stayed with the commission? Amen.
Amen.
And Abraham said, no matter how a man fails, if you are a son of God, you will rise and try again. If you make mistakes, you will not remain there. You will rise and try again. Baba say, I have confidence in somebody who will try or who will fail and try again than a man that is lazy not to try at all. Amen. Try receiving your miracle. Even if you fail, try again. Amen. You are your wheelchair. And God declares healing on you. Stand up. If you fall down, don't be ashamed. Try it another time. That is what God wants. Amen.
Amen.
If you try, if you fail, try again. The righteous shall fall down 7 times. 7 times shall he rise again.
Hallelujah.
Moses, he failed. And then at this failing, he ran to Ethiopia. As he ran to Ethiopia, then he married an Ethiopian lady. Then, in Numbers that we read, his sister Miriam and Aaron were thinking that Moses had done wrong. That Moses has left the program of God. So they feel like correcting him. And people think today, looking at our Moses, looking at William Branham, they think Brother Branham made a lot of mistakes. They thought he has a lot of errors in the world. Hallelujah. That was what they were looking at Moses. And when they were talking, he said, God heard them. God heard them. Whatever you are talking against God's servants, wherever you sit down discussing about God's servants, wherever you sit down talking about God's people, wherever you sit talking about God's prophet, God hears it. Hallelujah. God hears it. That is why you must be careful on what you talk about God's servants. That was what Miriam was thinking. Moses, you have failed. How can you go out of the camp and marry a lady when you are the one that gave us the message? Not to go out and marry outside the camp. But you went out and married somebody. So in other words, you are not preaching, you are not living what you are preaching. Amen. And the quote must have said, live, preach, live what you preach. And here was Moses doing contrary. Don't marry out of the camp. A prophet of God. A prophet of God. You cannot understand them. All you have to do is believe the word of God that has spoken to you. Amen. Believe the word that he has spoken to you. Who are you to find fault with God's prophet? Look at them today. Brother made mistakes. They are looking for 8 angels. They are looking for 7.5 angels. They are looking for new quotes. In other words, this quote is not working again. That's why they go to Babalawo, they go to all kinds of things. Because they don't see the power in the word of God. But the word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. What he did in the life of William Branham, he can still do today, and he will still do it right here now. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you believe it, receive it right now. Hallelujah. God never fails. God never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And this word of God is still as powerful as ever. It has never failed. You may fail. I may fail. But God never fails. Can you believe that, brother? Hallelujah. If it says, by my stripes you are healed, it means by my stripes you are healed. And it can never change from it. It just needs you to believe it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. It just needs you to believe it. And that is why when a servant of God is saying something here, once you take it, it will work for you. It will work for you. Are you following me now? It will work for you. There was a time I read a quote how the prophets, a sister or so, was coming to church. And she said from her house, Lord, if I go to church today, let your servant look towards my side. I will receive my healing. This sickness will go. And I believe God must have heard her. God must have heard her.
And
while Brother Branham was preaching, God turned Brother
Branham
to her side. And her eye caught William
Branham.
And she jumped up and received my healing. And that was the end of it. Then a brother in my church, save it. It will work for you. It will work for you. Amen.
Amen.
You may be on a wheelchair. Say you are on a wheelchair. Receive your healing. You can jump out from that wheelchair. You will receive a brother. This is what Brother Branham brought for us. That Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And so shall it work for you today. Wheelchair shall be rolled away. Wheelchair shall be rolled away. Sicknesses shall cry away. Diseases shall cry away. And it shall be well with you. I say it shall be well with you. You will go back rejoicing. You will go back shouting the praise of God. You will go back victory. The devil will be ashamed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. As I'm preaching, brother, we're just backgrounding now. If God taught you and you feel like coming here, you better do it. If you feel like standing on your chair and say, I received that word, you better do it. That's how it works. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. But George Smith.
George Smith.
He wanted the Holy Ghost baptism. And when he wanted it, anytime the prophet preached, something would tell him, jump up and shout. He would suppress it. It came again. The urge was on him. He wanted to shout. He suppressed it again. The third time, when he came, he broke that gravitation. He jumped up. And when he jumped up, breaking that depression, he received the Holy Ghost. Right on his seat. After the service, Brother Branham walked to him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come, brother. Brother Branham walked to him and said, congratulations.
Brother
George. Say congratulations for what? He said, you just received the Holy Ghost baptism. He said, if you watch your watch, at that time your wrist was stopped working. That is the exact time you got the Holy Ghost. Whatever God tells you to do, brother, don't sit down on your seat right down there. You came here to receive liberty. You came here to receive deliverance. You came here to receive forgiveness. You came here to receive power. You came here to down and put the devil down. You must not go back with it.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus defeated him on the cross of Calvary. He jumped and rise on him. They say all power in heaven, all power in earth is given unto me, and that power has been given to you today. That power has been given to you today. That power has been transferred to you. You have the right today. You can be free forever. Today you can decide to be free forever. Hallelujah! If you believe, say amen! Hallelujah! The devil is in trouble right now. Don't worry, let's go. The devil is in trouble. Yeah. Praise God, amen. I see him already going. I see the devil already moving. The preacher in the morning say, we render him useless. He's already becoming useless, brother. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just shout some hallelujah, let me hear.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That is it. That's our language. That's our language. Jesus walks in hallelujah street. He turns in amen corner. He turns in amen corner. He walks on hallelujah street. So if you want Jesus to walk on your street today, create an hallelujah street.
Hallelujah.
Create an amen corner.
Oh, Jesus,
Jesus loves his brother.
Jesus,
Jehovah loves his sister. Break that chain of bondage. Break that chain of a bondage, brother. Break that chain. The seven thunders have set us free. Seven thunders have set us free. Can put us in bondage. We are free forever, brother.
Hallelujah.
When the message the angels came down, I was there with him. When the seven angels came down, I was there with him. You can't talk me out of this message. You can't talk me out of this message. Whatever you speak against Brother Branham, you can't talk me out of it. Because I was there. I was there. Were you there? I didn't hear that. Were you there? Oh, my brother. If you are there, brother, I say to you today, no witch, no wizard, no powers of darkness, nothing can keep you away for the fellowship of the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Nothing can do that for you. Because why? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus set me free. I cannot be bound. Jesus set me free. I cannot be bound. Jesus set me free. I cannot be bound. I cannot. Say your brother, say God bless you. We are here, brother. We are here. Yes, sir. The Joshua's of God are here. The Joshua's of God are here. The one that won't compromise. The one that will stay with what Moses said. We are here, brother. You can criticize the prophet. You can say whatever you want to say about him. But brother, you come too late. You come too late. We have caught the revelation. Woo! We have caught the revelation of a trust prophet's message. Don't care what the devil says. I don't care what the devil says. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil says.
Hallelujah.
The word of God is my absolute.
Hallelujah.
I only live by the word of God. Everybody, hey. Do you love him?
Yes,
oh, do you believe it?
Yes,
you are the blood washed bride. You are the royal seed of Abraham, predestinated to eternal life. God has ordained your pathway. Your pathway to life eternal. Nothing can quench it down. Nothing can pull it down. No power can break it. Because God says so. I believe it. That settles it. In the name of Jesus. This same message, my brother. We defeat the devil. This same message. We defeat the devil. Anytime. Anywhere. Any place. Under any condition.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh my.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, amen. Who do you say this is? Who do you say this is? Jesus Christ. The same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother. God bless you. The name of Jesus.
Receive
it, brother. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. This is the miracle. This is the word of God. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. This is what God promised us, brother. We are not following divine principles of commerce wisdom. We are following the pillar of fire. Brother, don't stop anybody here. Don't stop anybody here. Don't stop anybody here. Okay? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You love the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Man.
Praise God, amen. Radical. Please be seated. Be seated. I'm going to close. 40-45 minutes I'll spend. I will not just 40-45 minutes.
Maybe you go to you see, said you man,
maybe you are tired.
No, Dan, bro, not worry. Imagine what?
No, you are tired, brother.
So today, you are happy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, if you don't want me to preach, even when I say amen, don't say amen, okay?
Tell my friend, you are soon back. What's up? What can I say, Masami?
Then I will pull myself back.
No, what I'm saying.
But when you continue to shout it, Hallelujah. Joshua. God told
Miriam,
don't you fear God?
Talking
against William Branham, don't you fear God? Who are you to stand where Brother Branham stood? A man that veiled God. The pillar of fire on his shoulder. God identified with him in this hour. Who are you, brother? Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. A man that was praying for a lady without eyeball. He prayed for her. And the eyes came. He started going away. They came back and said, wait a minute. What color of eyeball do you want? What color of eyeball? He said, I want it blue. He said, I give it to you. Who does that, brother? Who does that, sister? I challenge every corner. I challenge every daughter. I challenge every day. Where are you, brother? Where were you before Brother Brandon came? Can you stand there, brother? A man that spoke creation. A man that spoke things into existence. You want to speak against them? You want to challenge him? Amen.
Amen.
A man that spoke. Look, Jesus Christ, God in the flesh. Out of something. Made something. But William Branham, out of nothing, he made something. Showing us that God is still a creator. And he has made two creators. And Branham said, you can create an earth. And live your life inside. Do you believe you can do that? That is in you, brother. In you lives the power to create a world. That's what Brother Branham brought for us. And some canary brains. Want to tell us he failed. Especially I say some young ministers. Saying, Brother Branham, you know the message. You have to be careful. Young ministers. Who don't know how we cross the Red Sea. Who don't know how we crossed Jordan? Who don't know how we brought down the wall of Jericho? Young ministers who don't know about that. You are coming to enjoy the revival that we correct, we build. Keep your mouth shut. Amen. Keep your mouth shut. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
May God help us. I say may God help us. Yes, sir. And that's what
Miriam.
When he spoke against Moses. What happened to them? She was shrieking. With leprosy. I was kept out of the camp for 7 days according to their law before she was brought back again. Now, you do that the same thing today because a believer cannot do that. A believer cannot do that. Do you believe that? That a believer cannot do that? Hallelujah. A believer cannot do that. Get me number 5. A believer cannot do that. The non-seed may do those things. And they receive the cursings of God. But we don't do that. Give me number 5 quickly. That's respect. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Are you following me, church? Yes, sir. Respect. Paragraph 71. Yeah. But I want to bring another thing into your remembrance. If God sent the messenger and vindicated by the signs, he was a messenger sent from God, then it's up to them to obey this messenger exactly. They must obey the messenger and have respect to the messenger. Are you following it? Look at Joshua and Caleb. They stayed right by his side. Yes, sir. Whatever Moses was in, whatever Moses was in, trouble, problem, whatever, they were in it.
Too.
Listen now. Whether Moses was right, or whether Moses was wrong, Joshua and Caleb stayed right with him. Anyhow, see, because they knew that was God's messenger. Hallelujah! We know William Branham is God's messenger today. We know he is God's messenger today. So to the Joshua of this hour, whether Brother Branham was wrong, whether Brother Brian was right, we stay with him. We stay with him. I don't want to hear about your excuses. I don't want to hear your complaints. You say Brother Brian was wrong here. I am wrong with him. You say he was right here. I am right with him. Whatever you want to call it, I am with William Branham. That is my messenger. That is my messenger. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Keep your mouth shut. You know what you're talking about.
Amen.
People that challenge Moses, many of them died. Is that not correct? Many died. Datan and Korah.
Datan and Korah. Korah and Datan.
Are you the only holy one?
One say one call money. One so best Moses say one call say one call your money.
Miriam and Aaron
said,
has the Lord spoken only to Moses?
One say Moses call on Basoroni.
And today they are asking,
has done one bury?
Has the Lord spoken only to William Branham?
William Branham call on Basoroni.
I say yes.
Moses Benny. Ben. William Branham can it.
Amen.
Amen.
I say yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Give me number 1 there, brother. Whatever the prophet of God, William Aaron Branham. Amen. May God help us, friends. There's not a man like him. Not a man like him in this our generation. I don't have a message of my own. I don't have it. God permit us, I will
read you, I will get to those quotes. That whatever I am saying here, I make sure it's on the tapes. Whatever I'm saying here, I make sure it's from the tapes. Because it's only the message from the tapes that will give you rapturing faith. It's only the message from the tapes that will give you rapturing faith.
Okay.
Amen. I'm not of those that say play tape, press play, press this and that. God! But I said God does not place his church. God does not place his church. God help us. God does not place his church on mechanical
lori awon ise ero kan
device
awon ero kan ko lo gbe ijo re le lori
be ni ero kan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you, my brother.
You,
it's not easy.
You,
amen.
Amen.
God did not send and place his word for mechanical devices to preach to him. He chose man. He chose man to preach the word. God gave the message to one man. That man gives the message to the fivefold ministry. The fivefold ministry go to the storehouse. Make some sense out of it. Hallelujah. Make some sense out of it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And please give it to the bride.
Hallelujah.
Any fivefold minister that will tell you he got a message directly from God. God spoke to him in the night and gave him a message. That message is not for the bride. It's not for the bride. The message for the bride has been given. It has been given, brother. It has been given. It is finished. It is concluded. It is to make the bride ready. Make the bride ready for the message of Malachi 4. We do two things. He will turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers. He will reveal the mysteries and contain the seven seals, which are the revelation of the seven thunders. It will be this divinely revealed mystery truth that will literally, literally, brother, turn the heart. Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Has the seven thunders been revealed? Then our hearts are supposed to be turned to apostolic fathers, where we believe that all things are. Oh, you didn't hear that. But I said, with God, all things are possible. I said to you, all things are possible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God, amen.
Amen.
Everybody say, I can do all things. Say it again, I can do all things. Through Christ that strengthened me, you can receive your healing. You can receive your miracle. You can receive your salvation. You can receive your blessing. Because you can do all things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You can do
what?
Hallelujah! You can do what? Say to the devil, Satan! Say, Satan! Listen to me! I can do what?
through Christ that strengthens me. This barrenness, I will see no more. This diabetes, I will see no more. This cancer, I will see no more. Because I can do all things through Christ.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise God, amen. He's a miracle working God. He's a miracle working God. Ah, he's there. David was so excited like you are now. He was so excited getting the revelation of the Ark of the Covenant coming back to the home. He got so excited he left his kingship and came out and began to dance. I have a miracle working God. And his touchy sex tie wife stood by the side with a psychedelic lifestyle and said, you embarrass the kingdom. You embarrass the kingdom. David said to her, are you embarrassed by this? What if I turn it this way? What if I turn it this way? I will not look at you, brother. May God help us. Hallelujah. The preacher said in the morning, said, it's my nature. It's my this. I cannot do this. In our family, we don't know how to say amen. But we are telling you, and introducing you to another family. Hallelujah! Praise God, amen! We are introducing you to another family. That family is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the word of God made power. The dynamics upon the mechanics. It must produce fire. It must produce fire. The car must move. The car must move. The motorcycle must move. Praise God, amen.
Amen.
If you got the dynamics, I don't care what family you come out of, and join the other family, you will do like they do in that kingdom. Hallelujah! Miracle is happening already. Miracle is happening. He said he gave the word. He did what? He gave the word. And demons scattered. I am not Jesus. But Jesus is in me. He is giving you the word tonight. And demons are scattering. I believe it with all my heart. Amen, amen. I say amen and amen. Give me that old time religion. Old time religion. Old time religion. It's good enough
for me.
It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven.
Oh,
that's the reason people fear it. And the devil won't go near it. That's the reason. Oh, yes, sir. Get that old-time religion. The devil will not go near it. He will not go near your house. Hallelujah. Throw 1,000 fall by my side. 10,000 by my right hand side. No! I say no! Shall come near my dwelling. But God promise not to leave me, not to forsake me. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Praise God, amen! Are you following me, brother? When you move, as you got the dynamics, you are moving with the people of the kingdom. Listen, listen. Do you know how Tinubu works with guards? When you are in that kingdom, that's how you move with heavenly guards.
Lord, you know, see. And where? So
you get where I'm going? He told Joshua, be strong and of a good courage to manifest this message, to bring this message to fruition. You need courage. You need to be strong. And God has given all the things that make you strong. The angels of the Lord. The angels of the Lord. I am calm. Come. I want 10 people here. 10.
Alright,
I'm the one. You are the angels. You are the angels. Just surround me. Surround me now.
Eh, yimikpo. Epagbo yimika. Eyin mewa epagbo yimika.
The angels of the Lord are encamped around about me, the Lord God. Before you get me, you have to meet this one. If you come here, you must meet this one. If you come here, you must meet this one. If you come here, you must meet this one. I hear, but don't shout, hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
That's right, brother. Oh my. Please sit down.
Ejoko.
Why should I feel discouraged?
Be
courageous, brother. What problem do you have? Your problem can be compared with Job's problem.
Say soro re to ti Job.
Why should I feel discouraged?
Kilo re si ba.
Why should the shadows fall?
Kilo de ti awon ojiji.
Why should my heart be lonely?
Ti o fi baje.
And up for heaven above. When Jesus is my posture, my constant friend,
adua mi ko ba.
His eyes,
oju re.
It's on.
Oh, well, Lord,
the sparrow.
Lord,
and I know he watches me. But Ashola, he's watching you. He's watching you. He's watching your brother. He's watching your sister. But Akunle, he's watching you. But Ashegon, he's watching you. Keep on believing. Keep on believing. It will come to pass. It will come to pass. If it didn't happen today, it will happen tomorrow. If it happens tomorrow, it happens next tomorrow. If it happens next tomorrow, it happens next year. It happens next year, it happens 10 years to come. But one thing is sure. One thing is sure. It must happen. It must happen. Say amen to it. What are you talking about? To come back from denomination into this life. Do you know what it is, brother? Not everybody can believe it. But you are given the privilege to believe it. If God spared not his only son, let his glory and came down. What can he not do for you? What can God not do for you? Is there anything? Is there what God cannot do for you? Nothing. The stroke, God will strengthen the
land.
He gave new lungs to somebody before. He gave new lungs to somebody before. He can give you new muscles. He can give you new arteries. He can give you new bones. What do you want this witness? What do you want, brother? What do you want, sister?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh.
Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah, amen.
Only be thou strong and be courageous to do all that has spoken. So Moses, my servant, today I said to you, only be strong and be courageous to do according to all that has spoken. So William Branham, the prophet of the hour. Sister, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Receive it, receive it. Receive strength on your body. Receive miracle, receive the strength on your muscles. That stroke, receive it, cut it out. I remove it out of your skin, out of your bone, out of your muscles. I paralyze it. Receive your healing. Receive your miracle. In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive it, brother. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Hallelujah. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? If 1,000 people today, tomorrow they die. That's it, tomorrow I'll be preaching divine healing. It's not my problem. It's his problem. It's his own problem. He's the one that says he'll do it. He's the one to bring you to pass. They shall lay hands on the sick. Lay hands on the sick. If you like, it shall not bring you to pass. This thing, there's a challenge. What are you afraid of? Amen and amen. Praise God, amen.
Hallelujah, amen.
I was preaching somewhere. I don't know if I said it. I was preaching somewhere, brother. This message is powerful. This message is powerful. Amen. My mother died. Witches and wizards. That's the one. She's not in the message. She was not in the message. It happened to them, not to the bride. Witches and wizards, what are they? Pentecostal church, you come and say, Mammy spirit. Mammy spirit. I have spiritual children. Spiritual children. Your children are spirits. Where did they get it from? Pentecostal jargons. Pentecostal jargons.
Oh, it's Okuso.
What is mammy spirit?
Kokeko. I want you.
When I was a lie down here, then my wife lie down here, my spiritual husband came and lie down in the middle. Spiritual husband. May God deliver you from that spirit. Amen and amen. They are witches and wizards. Taking forms. That's what they are. And fear them not. They came and my mother went to pick firewood. Then they struck with that. She feels sensation. Evil spirits. From that time, she could not come to terms with herself anymore. The hospital will say typhoid. The hospital will say this one. Stargazers. Doctor, stargazers. I'm sorry, God bless you, doctors. But whatever the doctor tells you, don't believe it above the word of God. You hear me? They will tell you have heart problem. By the time you go to another place, they will say it's back problem. By the time you go another scanning, they will say it's your hand here. Go to the great physician. Go to the great physician. He never makes mistakes. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Oh my. And there, my mother took all kinds of drugs until one of the drugs block her ears.
Side
effect. She died. In the hospital.
My elder brother Pentecostal was there. My younger sister Pentecostal was there. They went and started crying. The nurse pulled the curtain down. I knew that it's not, it's man-made. I knew that it's man-made. I pulled the curtain. I knelt down. Beside the bed, the body cold like stone. I refuse to believe that. I say, oh God of William Branham, the God of Isaac and Lord Isaac and Jacob. I went through the mystery of life and after death. I said, God, send her spirit to pick her soul from under the altar. Let her spirit and her soul come into the body right now. I grow. Before I know anything, my mama
said,
the doctors ran. The doctors ran. The nurses they ran. Your God is a mighty God. That is what we want, brother. That is what we want, sister. That is what we want, my friend. He will show himself again. He will show himself yet again. We are the Joshua. We believe what Moses said. Whether Moses is wrong, whether Moses is right, don't deviate to the left, don't deviate to the right. And so, I will fight your battle. I will kill everyone. I will destroy your enemies. And you shall make your ways prosperous.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What are you talking about?
Kill Soga.
Doctor will tell a believer. You have got cancer. At the moment the doctor pronounced that, you're already dead. Brother Branham went to that lady in the hospital with diphtheria. And they say, Brother Branham cannot go in there. Brother Branham talk on because of time. At the end, Brother Branham entered inside. He prayed. He prayed for the child. The mother and the father. The moment Brother Branham said, Amen. The mother turned to the father. Our child is here. Isn't it, daddy? Daddy said, yes. Our daughter is here. They now say, hold on. I don't think you heard what the doctor said. We heard it very clear. They say, maybe you didn't get it. Let me repeat it for you. You see that machine? That cardiograph. The moment the machine reach up to that level, there's nothing again on earth to be done. But Abraham said, that godly father put his hand around that nurse and said, nurse, I respect you. You are looking at that cardiogram. That is what you are sent to. You are looking at that cardiogram. But I am not looking at the cardiogram. I am looking at another cardiogram, which is the word of God. And the word of God says, by his stripes, he is healed. She got up and got her healing. That God of William Branham is here. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Receive your promotion. Receive your blessings. Let your legs sweat out. Let the cancer disappear. Let every devil move out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Ezekiel, can this boss live again? Thou knowest. It's a
Speak to it.
They
say, thou driver, you will live again. And the driver came alive. He need a skin. If there is skin upon your life, he became Israel. Became a mighty soldier. I don't know the dry bones around your life, but the dry bones can live again. The dry bones can live again. Do you believe it, brother? Do you believe it, sister? Do you believe that? God said it.
Oh no, no, so. He missed it, God. Oh, Rob Paris, he bet. Oh, Rob Paris, oh. Oh no, so. He missed that, God. Ni bet, Rob Paris. Oh, Rob Paris, he bet. Oh, Rob Paris, oh.
Do you believe it's settled?
I believe God put in your Jew. What did God say?
What did God say? What did God say? Seven thunders. What gave you rapturing faith? Do you believe it? You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Do you believe it? This time shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands upon the sick. They shall recover. They shall cast out devils in his name. If they drink of poison, he shall not harm them. Do you believe it?
So gbagbo.
Say I believe it.
Gbagbo.
Shame unto you, Satan.
Don't you see what was Satani?
If you are living in sin, repent.
So gbagbo no se ro pada.
If you have confessing, repent. So that it will not hinder you. So that it will not hinder you. If you are battling with smoking spirit, you want to throw away smoking, you can't throw it away. That's the man here today. The God of Joshua, the God of William Branham, is here to stop it. I was praying somewhere, and I called an altar call, and the pastor's son
came.
What did he say? Smoking spirits. He wants to be delivered. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Is there anyone with smoking spirits? You want to stop it, but it's troubling you. You are still battling with drinking. You don't want to do it, but the spirit is tormenting you. You can drop it here now. Listen, let me tell you a story before we continue. I was battling with drinking. Sit down. I was battling with drinking spirits. Drinking alcohol. From secondary school.
From 5.
To my higher institution, basic, called School of Preliminary Studies. And in the Pentecostal realm, I was made a prayer warrior.
But
I was battling with drinking. I don't want to do it, but that spirit. And I was prayer warrior. Pentecostal,
sir.
We thank God for Malachi. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, amen. So one day, you got to get desperate. You got to get desperate. When you are desperate, you will
see.
I got desperate. I never heard of the message. I never heard of William Branham. I cried to God. Lord, I don't want this. If the rapture happens, am I going to go low? Let me tell you.
Yes, of all.
This, where is it? This Hoffman's head. I've never seen it in my life. Never heard of it. But Jesus came. My eyes were open.
He came down. In Hoffman's head. Brother, I was lying on the bed. I didn't know when I rolled down from the bed. The presence of that supernatural. I didn't know when I rolled down from the bed. I was sweating like the poor water in my body. Pentecostals have been trying to teach me how to speak in tongues. I try my best. But it didn't work. But when this supernatural being came, nobody taught me.
He
came. I spoke in tongues. He gave his word and he left. From that day, no drink, no alcohol came out of my life anymore. Jesus will do it for you. I said, Jesus will do it for you. Do you believe it, brother? If you believe it, say amen. I believe. It will do it for you. Whatever habit, you can drop it today. Please give me that quote quickly. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Oh, may God help us.
All right.
No, go down, go down.
Wasale, wasale.
No, okay, no, I mean, okay. Is it down? No. Scroll, pull it down. Oh, sorry. Sorry, my dear. Number what is that?
Number one, yeah.
Number one. The seven ages are set forth in Revelation chapter 2 and 3. Take in the whole span of the fullness of the Gentiles, or the whole time in which God is dealing with the Gentiles unto salvation. In every single age, Banon, it says the very same thing in opening and closing the message to each age. That's number one, you say, ba? Number one. All right. It says, unto the messenger of Ephesians, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philippi, Laodicea, write. These things saith he, etc. He that hath an ear, let him hear, singular. Hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Notice here that Jesus, by the Spirit, in every age, addresses himself to only one person relative to the world for that age. Only who? Only who? One person. To every age. And that one messenger, only one messenger for each age, receives what the Spirit has to say. Receives what the Spirit has to say for that age. And that one messenger is a messenger to the true church. Are you a true church this morning? This evening? The messenger is to you. He speaks for God by revelation to the churches, both true and false. The message is then broadcast to all. But though it is broadcast for all, who come within the range of the message, that the message is received individually by only a certain qualified group. Certain qualified group in a certain way. Each individual of that group is one who has the ability to hear what the Spirit is saying by way of the message. Listen now. Those who here are not getting their own private revelation. Now it's a group getting their collective revelation. But each person
is hearing and receiving. Hearing and receiving what the messenger. What the message has what? Already. Already
said.
Receive from God. Are you following me, brother? So don't allow any preacher to come and tell you this is revelation that got from God. It's a lie. I say it's a lie. There's only one message. Only one messenger. Hallelujah. And that is William
Branham.
That is the messenger. Get me number two. Quickly, number two. Number two now. Hallelujah. Give me number two quickly. Oh, my. Praise God. Amen. All right. Have you got any now? All right. Yes. Just go a little bit up. No. Oh, no. Don't worry. Satan is just doing yawa.
Satan is low.
All right. Let's. Okay. Let's take it from here. Now, in this last day, there needs to be a prophet. How many prophets? One prophet. Who is his name? Say it like you believe it. Let the devil hear it louder. Don't be ashamed of that name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's our leader here.
Oh, Lord,
when he wake up there, said, you are our leader here. Brother said, I am directing the bride. God's word is not directing the bride. There's only one man directing the bride. That is William Branham. Is that message that breaks every power of darkness? That's the message that can defeat the devil anytime, anywhere, any place, under any circumstances. Is that message?
That's
what Prophet said. When you are saying anything, make sure what you are saying is on those tapes. Not a prophetess. Though in this age, there are more women purporting to give God's revelation than men. And the infallible word, the infallible word says that he, the prophet, will reveal the mystery to the end time people. Are you an end time person here? Then the revelation is to you. And no devil can stop you from getting it. Nothing can stop you. Amen. Is that revelation that makes you stop your lying? Stop your cheating? Stop your fornication? Stop your lying? You can know the mechanics. You will be more miserable. But you must know the mechanics plus the dynamics. Prophet said the Bible is a dead book. It's a dead book. It's only the spirit that comes upon it that makes it to lie. The letter kill it. But the spirit give it life. So you need a dynamics. Revelation, brother. They make you stand against the wiles of the devil. That makes you courageous. That make you bold. That make you fearless. Makes you recklessly fearless. Makes you recklessly fearless. Hallelujah. Amen.
will reveal the mystery to the entire people.
And
turn the hearts of the children back to the Father. There are those who say that God's people are going to come together through a collective revelation. Let me tell you, brother. Why that division here? Why that group there? Why that? It is to happen. It is to be that way. It is to be that way. Baba say, watch for more. You want to stop it? Baba say, watch for more error. More are going to come. Your prayer cannot stop it. It makes us appreciate the original. All those things makes us appreciate the original. We cherish it. We cherish it, brother. So I cherish the old rugged cross until my trophies. Alas, I lay down. Oh, I will cling to the Lord, rugged cross. Oh, what a change! It's someday for a crowd. Don't give up, brother. Don't give up, sister. Don't give up, my dear friend. A soldier is bound to get wounded. A soldier is bound to get hurt. But if it's a true soldier and it's watch what he's doing, when he gets hurt, he will rise and try again. Don't give up, brother. Hallelujah. Collective revelation. But I challenge that statement. It is a bad, invalid assumption in the face of Revelation 10, 7. Now, I do not deny that people will prophesy in this last age, and their ministries can and will be correct. I do not deny that there will be prophets. Even as in the days of Paul, when there was one Agabus, a prophet who prophesied of a famine, I agree that is so. But I deny upon the infallible evidence of the word that there is more than one major prophet, prophet messenger, who will reveal the mysteries as contained in the word, and who has the ministry to turn the hearts of the children to the fathers. Thus saith the Lord, by his unfailing word stands, and shall stand and be vindicated. There is one prophet messenger to this age. Do you believe that, brother? Do you believe that, sister? So if they tell you there's a prophet somewhere, there's another prophet somewhere, don't go there. We got one messenger. We are satisfied with it. We are contented with it. Because it's doing me good. It is doing me good. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Is it doing you good, brother? Only one messenger to every age. Give us number three quickly. Hallelujah. Number three. God hiding simplicity. Paragraph 106 quickly. So now listen to every word. Catch it. And if you are taking it on tapes or anything, then you stay right with that tape. See what God told Joshua. Hallelujah. We'll come back to this. Give us that Joshua chapter 1. Hallelujah. See what God said there. That's what we're bringing to this one now. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Moses, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, Barnabas' William Aaron Branham's minister. Are you ashamed of that?
Hallelujah.
But I boss what? Moses' minister. If God has said it, God Almighty Himself,
Lord, my friend,
that placed the order. One messenger. You, Joshua. Moses is my messenger. You are Moses' minister. So I talk to Moses. Moses, give it to you. You give it to the people.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, amen. Praise God, amen. Hallelujah. When the seven angels came down, Revelation 10, when that mighty angel came, the one leg on the sea, one leg on the earth, when an open book, somebody said, I was the one on the ground, at the time of that coming, I was the one on the ground, that angel handed an open book to Brother Branham, and I read in the scripture, I sent to you Elijah the prophet. And one day, I went to Calabar. After I got this experience. I got to Calabar. Never heard about William Branham. I got to Calabar. I made two friends. I won't mention their name. Two friends. Adeka, you should know them. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. I met two friends. The father was a University of Calabar vice chancellor at that time. Amen. I went there. And we became friends. We enter, they will take me to one Pentecostal church. And the preacher will be talking some things. It was later I realized that he was taking from Brother Branham what he wants and present it as his own revelation and give his own. So I went to those my friends. They took me to their house. It's a duplex. So we walk up. There was a sermon book.
There was a sermon book.
Hallelujah. Let me tell you how God works. There was a sermon book on top of their table. This four in one. White color. I walk in there. I was attracted. I saw the book. I took it. I opened some pages. I turned to my friend. This man must be a prophet. Oh, don't play with God, my brother. Don't play with God, my sister. When you call the spirit of truth, it will lead you to all truth. He led me there. I said, this must be a prophet. They told me. Because they have never told me, they have never mentioned his name to me. They were secretly also believing it. I say he's a prophet. I say, see the way he's talking. See the way he's speaking. Hallelujah. They say that is William Aaron Branham, the prophet of this generation. I believe it. Brother, I didn't read one paragraph to know the doctrine that he's preaching. But the moment I saw that book, and I just saw some wordings, I said, this must be a prophet. That is the end. I question nothing. They say, water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, let's prepare to go for it. Let's prepare to go for it. Then we were looking for how to start a church. Then we met one brother, it's late now. It's late now. They took their told us his address. We located him. He was lying on the ground. He got up. We say, we are believers of William Marion Branham. We are told that you are also a believer. He said, you are welcome. Hallelujah. We say this is, we got the message, say this and that. Brother, there's a need to start a church. And that's how we started that church. But when they were doing it, I traveled down. That brother died. Took me to the water. Without a question. Look, I didn't ask scripture to understand. How is it like that? I didn't ask any question. Take me to the water. As long as William Branham said it, take me to the water. I may not have read it, but if you say he said it, take me there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Only believe, my brother. I'm not asked to understand it. I am not asked to understand it. I am asked to believe it. From that day till today, I am still following it. I will still continue to follow it. Because no man reveal it to me. It's God Almighty. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen.
Hallelujah.
If man reveal it to you, man will take you out of it. But if God reveal it to you, no man can take you out of it. Do you believe me, brother? Hallelujah. Praise God,
amen.
Joshua, the mighty warrior.
They
said, Moses' minister. Send the people across the Jordan. He said, Joshua now, Joshua, let's go. Quickly. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise and go over the Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. As I what? Said unto Moses, Joshua, I'm not giving you a new message. It's all in the text. From the wilderness, just go to the next one because of time. Go to the next one. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And I tell you today, brother, no man shall stand before you. As I was with William Branham, so will I be with you. Praise God, amen. As I was with William Branham, so will I be with you. Do you believe that, brother? Do you believe that, sister? Do you believe that, my friend? If you believe it, say, I believe. No man shall stand before you. No man. No demon. No power can stand before you. You see, as I was watching, listen, he said, I will not fail thee. God is telling you today, if you stay with Brother Branham's teaching, I will not fail you. I will not fail you. What are you looking for? God said, when you present it, I will not fail you. Take your burdens to the
Lord.
And leave him
there.
But what do we do?
Take
it to the Lord. We bring it. We carry back. Bring your body to the Lord and leave it. You carry it again. You carry it back again. But the thing is, take your
body.
Take that sickness. Take that trouble. Take that disease to the Lord. And leave it there. Your husband is tormenting you. Take it to him. And leave it there. He knows how to handle it. He knows how to handle it. Shame on you, brother. Who make life miserable for your wife. Shame on you. You are ashamed to work with your wife. There are some ministers. Since I came to this convention, I've never seen them working with their wives. I've never seen that. And brothers the same. One sister was asked, "Where's your husband?" He said, "Since we came, I've not seen him." You call that marriage? Malachi 4 marriage. Marriage is the second thing, the best thing that God has given you outside salvation. You are not supposed to endure marriage. You are supposed to enjoy. I am married to Jesus. I am not supposed to endure my marriage with Jesus. I'm supposed to what? Enjoy. Because he gives me everything. May God help us. All we need is the dynamics. You got your wife. Because she is now, you are looking for another sweet 16. That lustful spirit. That lustful spirit. Jesus is here to break it tonight. Here to break it. Amen. You can live above sin. You can live above loss. You can live above everything on this world. I say you can live above it. You need the Holy Ghost. This type of Holy Ghost. That when you see a naked woman, the Holy Ghost himself turn your head. That's the Holy Ghost we are talking about. The Holy Ghost. You want to look. The Holy Ghost turned him by himself. But a brother wanted to drink. Baba wanted to smoke, wanted to drink. The same pillar of fire, he pushed it from his side. When you get that Holy Ghost, he will control your life. He will guide your brother. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. Oh, thou preparest a table before my enemies. Hallelujah. He will lift you up, brother. He will lift you up, sister. He will lift you up, my friend. All those people that are waiting to laugh at you. All those devils that are waiting to laugh at you. They will not die. They will be alive to behold the materialization of the blessings of God upon your life. Only be thou strong. Be thou courageous to do according to all I've spoken to my servant William Baron Branagh. Amen. 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 Oh my. Oh, when I get happy, I sing. Sing it like you know it.
Odo Jordan koja mo ti lo sile kelani to rewa ile dabi orun simi ni o.
This is what
o je kene ile bi orun lo seri simi orun bi orun lo seri
heaven on earth
oro ataye
heaven on earth. Since the opening of the seven seals, it has been such a thrill to that bride. That's why we dance the way we dance. That's why we shake the way we shake. If only one leg, I will dance with only one leg. Hallelujah. If I don't have arms, I will clap with my lips, because may God help us, brother. Praise God. Amen. If you are so old, you cannot walk again, take up your handkerchief. That is your amen to God. When the preacher preaches, just wave it to say you are enthused. You are enthused. Hallelujah. But you and me, God gave us our legs. God gave us our hands. God gave us our head. He gave us our eyes. Above that, He gave us Malachi 4. What do we do with it? What do we do with it? Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Let everything that has breath, let everything that has breath. If there's somebody with breath here today, then praise the Lord. Shout is a sign of victory. When Joshua went for his first campaign, I'm going to close now. When he went for his first campaign, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. You better sit down, because you are going to stand more. Huh? Sit down and rest more. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Yes, sir.
Ben.
Do you believe tonight? I can see smile. That is what God wants. I can see smile. Boaz told his servants.
Boaz
told his servants. He said, this root,
only root to you,
give her a handful. Proverbs says, that means, don't overdose them. Don't overdose the people of God. Don't be picking them every time. He said, give them some hard food to make them happy. Hallelujah. God wants his people happy. If you are happy, it's a sign of healing also. Happiness heals you. The lizard fell down from the tree. when he saw that he survived it. Baba Matthews. When he saw he survived it.
Look
here.
Nobody
was praising him.
Hey,
look there. Nobody was praising him. He turned here. Nobody was praising him. It's just like that. Praise yourself, brother. If nobody praise you, praise yourself. You are trying. You are doing it. You are making it. You will make it. You will make it. You will do it. You will arrive. Keep pressing on. Keep going on. No looking back. No standing still. We are more than able. No man can stand before you. God will kill anything. Sit down.
Joko.
Hallelujah. Praise God, amen.
Help
me, brother. He said, praise the Lord. He prayed himself. But I boss what? You are trying. But I boss what? You are going to make it. Don't worry. Talk to yourself and praise yourself.
Oh, Kirelaya. Oh, Sasiyori. Oh, Sidata.
That gives you courage. You need courage. Praise God, amen. You need courage to face them doom devils. You need courage to walk in this life. You need to be strong. Don't be weak looking weak. As if your God is dead. God is not dead. Hallelujah. God is not dead. Hallelujah. Martine. God is not dead. Amen. I just went to tap some more anointing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I went to tap some more anointing. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Amen. Yes, one time Brother Bram preached. He preached and preached and preached. Said the man will go. Wah. Sorry, another one. He will shake. He will preach. He go back again. Shake. He will preach and preach. Go back again. Wah. Then Brother Bram asked, "Say why?" He said, "Why are you shaking like that, preaching and going?" You think it's like a battery that is running down. It's like a battery that is running down. You say, so I go and charge it again. Hallelujah! Praise God, amen! Let me tell you something, brother. In the Messiah. Messiah. Brother. Oh, no, let's close, Baba. Even if you say I should continue, is this man and this man? Am I permitted? All right. Yes, I will. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God, amen.
Amen.
I'm sorry for going beyond it. I'm very sorry. It's like a battery running down. You charge it. So you fire again. Hallelujah. Joshua's. I'm going to close now. Joshua's first campaign.
Oh, Joshua, Ipologo, Jagura, Koko.
Hallelujah. He sent the people to go.
Oh, your law.
To Jericho.
Lost Jericho.
And spied the land.
Last Samuel, no.
When they got there, they met a harlot. Rahab. She was a harlot. Rahab was a harlot. Don't gamble with God's predestinated program. Don't gamble with God's predestinated program. She received these tape boys. They were carrying the tape. Young ministers.
Joshua.
Gave them the tapes. Instruction. For the message of Moses. God gave us a land. Go and spy the land. And tell us. So that we know how to prepare. Whether they are big or small or whatever they are. Rahab received them. May you receive the messengers of God. Amen. May you receive it. Whatever you are talking about God and His word, God is hearing. He will honor you. He will honor you in the appointed time. Congressman Offshore. Crippled for 66 years. He was to be a president. But he turned it down. Because why? The Democrats. One day when he becomes a president, he should legalize whiskey. He should legalize whiskey. He said, and I don't never want to legalize whiskey. So I forfeited the presidency. For that whiskey. God heard him. God saw him. God was preparing to honor him. To bring him out from the wheelchair of 66 years. And Abraham told him everything, the vision, everything that happened. He used to wear blue suit with red tie. Abraham said, but I saw him with a brown suit. He said, Congressman, also, do you have a brown suit? He said, I just bought it the day before yesterday. God in William Branham. He said, Congressman option. He told Abraham the story. Abraham said, because you honor God, God has come to honor you. You will be out of this way here. Before you know, Congressman option, 66 years on a wheelchair, rolled on a bed, walk out from a wheelchair. You will walk out from that wheelchair. You will walk out from that wheelchair. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Silver and gold have I not, but such as I have, give I to you. In the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. Amen. Hallelujah. Congressman Offshore. What happened to him? And that's why she received them. And these step boys, they not go back to Joshua to say, please, there's a woman that help us there. Please, we promise her. Let us go and ask Joshua first. The message has already commissioned them. The message has commissioned them. Whatever they say, whatever they say, according to the text, according to what God told Moses, God will back it up. He will back it up. He will back it yet tonight. Hallelujah. And they said to her, when we come, every place in Jericho will fall down. But put this red streak of cloth by your window. And anybody that comes inside in this building will be spared. Robert said, Rahab. They not say, but Joshua, I want to see the signs following your life before I can believe you. She didn't say that. She said, I heard about your God. I heard about your God. And we here are already afraid. We are already afraid. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. That's all I'm asking for. And my people. Hallelujah. The devil is afraid of you, brother. The devil is afraid of you. In their kingdom, they are talking about you. They are afraid of you. You are the one that don't know about it. And when Joshua came, hallelujah, he met one man sitting by the gate. He pulled his sword. Joshua was a warrior. He's not going to take chances. Hallelujah. Are you for us? Are you be for our enemies? Let me show you how we deal with Amalekites. He said, nay, I am the captain of the host of the Lord. You don't need to fight any battle again. I have conquered the world for you. I have conquered Jericho already. Follow my instruction now. Hallelujah. Walk around Jericho. Seven times. At the seventh time, give a shout. Just a shout. That's all you need to do. Brother, good news for you. Good news for you. Good news for you. If you are keeping Malachi 4 in your heart, if you have received it in your heart, good news for you. The captain of the host have destroyed every thought, everything that troubled you has been weakened. It's for you to realize what has been done. It's for you to know by a preacher telling you so you can accept it and accept what has been done. Hallelujah! Give a shout. All you need to do is accept it. Say, I believe it. I believe it. That's all God wants. Everything has been done. Your salvation is finished. Your healing is finished. Your journey from here to glory is finished. All you need to do, accept that way and walk in that pathway. Hallelujah. May beloved say amen. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. He won the battle. When he was crossing that Jordan, what did he put first? The ark. The word of God. Don't go ahead of the world. Put the word of God ahead of you. He's the one that fights. The word of God is what fights. Hallelujah. Don't be ahead of the world. Let the word be ahead of you. Do you believe in this moment? Do you believe in this evening? Hallelujah. Whatever you are talking, God is hearing you. The angel of God is hearing you. We don't have time again. Let me read. Let's read the final quote. Number seven. Quickly. Hallelujah. God heard Aaron and Miriam. And struck her. But there's a woman that God heard. On the positive. Follow the story. A lady in my church. Brother Bila. A Mrs. Weber. She was dying with TB. She was in the sanatorium. At the last stages. They sent her home to die. Has the devil sent you home to die? As I close. I went somewhere, I was preaching. That's a sister. The father had dementia. And so many complicated things. The doctors had given her up. Like they gave Sister Weber up. God will not give you up. God will not give you up. The doctors may give you up. Your father may give you up. Your mother may give you up. Your pastor may give you up. But God will never give you up.
Amen.
Amen. And I called a prayer line. And she came and stood for her father. Because the doctors, three of them, said to her that you will not, your father, this man, this father, will not pass midnight of today. It was a Sunday. Even like this, I was preaching. And she came to the line. She said, they have, what is your problem? That they told her father, from all their books and everything, that the father will not go beyond midnight today, he will die. That's nothing any doctor can do again. I want you to pray for my father to live. Do you believe this, sister? Do you believe this, sister? Look, I don't know who spoke. I don't know what happened because me as a man, I couldn't say that. And then God spoke to me. Sister, go and tell your father. He will not die. Go and tell your father he will not die. In the name of Jesus Christ. Dementia, condemn it, scatter it out of his life. Go and tell him that God said he will not die today. Then after that, I said, what did I say? Because it's not me.
Today
we
call Moso.
It was later. She came and testified. That When she came to the prayer line, in the hospital, they have quarantined the father. That nobody is permitted to enter. Only the mother. So, how is she going to enter inside to tell the father that this is what God has said? How am I going to do it? She said, well, God has said it. Let me try to do it. Let me do what God said to do. Let me tell you, brother. The father at this time cannot recognize his children again. He will look at them. He say, who are you? He can't recognize them again. So, the first miracle, when she entered the hospital, when she entered the hospital, she got to the door. She said, I want to enter and see my father. They passed him by the gate. Say, go inside. The first time. Nobody is allowed to enter. But when you follow what God said, God opened the door. Take that step, my brother. The doors will always open. She enter inside. The father who cannot recognize again. When she came, she said, Daddy. She called his name. He called her name. Say what? Daddy, you mean you recognize me now? Second miracle. Second miracle. Are you following me, brother? The doctors are getting confused now. They are getting confused. Because their books are failing. Their books are failing. And God is confirming his book. Hallelujah. She said, Daddy.
Daddy.
I was in the church. The devil of God said, God says, I should tell you that the doctor said you will die. But you will not die. The mother said, why are you saying that? Let him die and go. Let me rest. Wicked woman. Wicked woman. She said, Mama, why are you saying that? You say, Father, that's what God said. The daddy said, accept it. Till today, the father is still alive. This is about 3 years now. The father is still alive. I don't care what the doctors have told you. I don't care what the hospitals have told you. I don't care what your body is telling you. I don't care what anybody has told you. Hallelujah! What God is telling you is it is well. It is well with you. It shall be well with you. Hallelujah! Praise God, amen. I say you will live again. The dry bones shall live again. Bring that. Let's close. Bring that quickly. He said, they sent her home. Said there's nothing could be done for her. Mrs. Grace Weber. In Jefferson Beach, she lived just beyond the tabernacle. And she had got 5 or 6 little children. So the angel of the Lord came to me that night and said, listen now. Go tell Mrs.
Weber.
And tell Mr. Weber to get things ready. For he's going to be left with those children on his hands. For his wife is going. Listen, well, I went and told Mr. Weber. I told his little girl, little Jean
Rose,
which is a nurse now. She was a little bitty fellow then. She's a young lady now. It's been 7 years ago or more. I said, now, Jeannie, your mother is going to die. She can't live but a little while longer. And 2 days after that, or 3 days, there were some ladies from the government. Government depot there where she walked came in and Grace, Mrs. Weber said, if I could only have Brother Bill. Listen, brother, if I could only have Brother Bill to pray for me once more. If I can have Brother Bosworth who is preaching now to pray for me once more. Oh, can you say that? That's what she's taking. Oh, that is your own term now. She said, if I can only have, where is it now? But I beg to pray for me once more. She said, I seen when my cousin Opa was healed from that cancer. And the doctor just gave her till morning to live. And her daughter is a nurse also. Said the girls from out of the government, where she worked with her, said, they are nothing to that guy. She's rubbishing William Branham before this sick sister. Say there's nothing about that guy. He isn't nothing but a hypocrite. She's calling for the Branham a hypocrite. To this sister who is dying, said that all that religion is, it's just a bunch of fake fanaticism. And so Miss Weber said, she said to her, look, I am dying. I know that. But I just won't stand still for that. Oh no. Listen, brother. This is not doctor. But Abraham, God said she's going to what? Die. She said, I know I'm going to die. But I'm not going to just stand still for that. I'm going to try something. I am going to try something. Oh, brother. Hallelujah. You say, but I won't just stand still for that. She said, I know better than that. She said, I live right here around this city. Around that man. That's William Branham. All the time. And I seen him from a child. Grew up. She said, I know. Say you can call it fake. You can call Brother Branham fake. You can call all he's doing fake. If you want to. But I have seen it just so much. And seen God in the life of William Branham heal the people. He said, and I know that man's life. And I know it is the truth. Hathirai said, but Abraham, that is the truth. God heard her. He came down and gave her the life of her two children. Sister Webner, say what but Abraham is doing is the truth. What is she receiving? Listen now, as we finish it. And it happened to be, listen now, it happened to be the angel of the Lord. Angel of the Lord, do what? Can you say something tonight? Can you say something tonight? Let the angel of the Lord hear you. Defending, standing for the prophet, standing for the message. Look at it there. In the face of adversary. And it happened that the angel of the Lord heard that. And that very night, sitting on the side of my chair in the room after I got up and went and got a drink of water about 3 o'clock in the morning and sitting on the chair, I see him walking, the angel of the Lord walking. He has walking here this evening. The angel of the Lord has walking here this evening. He's here to tell you something. Walking through the door. And the angel of the Lord said to Brother Branham, tomorrow, being Sunday, that they are going to pick Mrs. Weber up and bring her down. Because she said, if I can only have Brother Branham pray for me. Listen. Even where you
sit this evening, the angel of the Lord know about that. He knows that you are going to sit down here. Because that is where you are going to receive your miracle. She will be sitting on the right hand. Far back in the tabernacle. Said, I heard her. And go and tell her that I heard her.
My.
Brother, I feel like rolling on the ground now. Go and tell her that I heard her. What did she say? That if I can have Brother B pray for me, and that whatever you want to call Brother B, when I call him fake, me, I know him to be a right man. I know that what he's doing is the right thing. Tell her that I heard her when she was speaking of you, my servant. I heard that what she said. And tell her. And tell her what? Thus saith the Lord. She will live and not die. You will live and not die. In the name of Jesus Christ. Here you are. You can go down and see her if you would like to. Been about 7 years ago. Hallelujah. His presence was there when she was talking up, taking off for what was right. The presence of God is here now. When you are taking off for what is right, the presence of God is here now. The Joshua is here, brother. The Spirit of the Holy Ghost is here. The commanding officer is here. The commanding officer is here. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let me say something to you now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Are you ready to receive it, friend? Are you ready to receive it, brother? In the name of Jesus Christ. Why be a servant of God? Standing and believing the message of Malachi. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever the devil has put in you. Whatever the devil has spoken about you. Today, in the name of Jesus Christ. I scatter it out of your life. I destroy it out of your life. I pull it out of your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive it, sister. Receive it, my dear sister. In the name of Jesus. Receive it, sister. Receive it, receive it. What are you here for? In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive it, receive it. The power of the Holy Ghost. Receive it, brother. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. On your seat, receive it, brother. Receive it in the name of Jesus. 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 Whatever the devil has said, I say it's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. They say you will never have a child, you will have a child. They say you will never have a child, you will have a child. They say you will never marry, you will marry. The God of Elijah is here. The God of William Branham is here. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Talk to God right now. What are you receiving? What do you want from God, brother? What do you want from God, sister? What do you want to God, my friend? In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Receive it, brother. The power of God is here. It's here, my sister. It's here, my dear friend. Listen, even if you are sitting there, you can receive it. In the name of Jesus Christ, you can receive whatever it is. In the name of Jesus, I command every devil that is holding you under bondage, I loose them and loose you from me right now. I loose you from me right now.
You cannot come to this convention and go back with the same thing again. Never, never, never. Never, never, never. Receive it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the dry bones. I command the dry bones to live again. Stretching out. Stretching out. Say something to God now. Say something to God, brother. Say something to God, sister. Say something to Him. Say something right now. I give you some few minutes to pray for yourself. Talk to God right now. Say, here am I, Lord. Here am I, Lord. Here am I, Lord. Talk to Him. Go away, hear it. Ray up, say, Lord, have mercy on me. Out of Rahab came a Boaz. Out of Boaz came Jesse. Out of Jesse came David. Out of David came Jesus. Out of David, Jesus came myself. Out of Jesus, come yourself. Whatever God is telling you now, you better do it. You better do it. If you say kneel down, kneel down. If you say go to the altar, go to the altar. If you say stand on yourself, stand on yourself. Whatever the angel is telling you, you better do it right now. Don't resent him, brother. Don't resent him, sister. The blessing of Abraham. The blessing of Abraham. The blessing of receiving the message of Malachi 4. It's right here today, brother. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Satan shall bow. Satan must bow. He must bow. Satan must bow. In the name of Jesus, receive what you are asking for. Receive the best of the power of God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The chains are broken. The chains are broken. The chains are broken. My chains are gone. I've been set free. My God has set your arms on me. And like a wave, His mercy flow unending love. Amazing grace. Amazing grace. How sweet that sound. Talk to God, my brother. Don't walk out of here. Don't walk out of here the same. You must drop those things. The devil, you must be free. You must be free. Because you believe Malachi 4. Because you believe Brother Branham. You believe the prophet of God. God has seen you. God has said you. He will do it for you. I want you to talk to God, my brother. If you want to scream, scream. You want to shout, shout. You can differentiate your voice. The name of Jesus Christ. Don't look at your preacher. Don't look at your brother. You are here alone, my brother. You are alone here, my sister. Sorry. He will do what no man can do. He will do what no man can do. He will do. God can do. Here again. And again. And again. He will do it for you. He will do something today. He will do another one tomorrow. He will do another one next tomorrow. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Receive it right now. Receive what you have asked for. Receive what you have asked for. Receive what you have asked for. Because you stay with what God told Brother Branham. Because I am preaching what God told Brother Branham. I am the minister of Brother Branham. Brother Branham is the messenger of God. He has given us thoughts, said the Lord. Not even death can conquer us. Not even death can harm us. In the name of Jesus. Receive it today. Are you there, brother? Are you there, my sister? Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this testing of my soul. Bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more. Fill my cup. He's filling it. He's filling it. Kneel on your seat there. Kneel down on your seat now. Kneel down. Get on your knees on your seat. Kneel down. Kneel down. Kneel down on your seat now. In the name of Jesus Christ, kneel down in humility. Kneel down on your seat and receive the presence of God is here. The presence of God is here. The pillar of fire is here. The angel of God is here. The supernatural is here. He will do it, brother. Receive the power. Receive fire in your bones. Receive fire in your muscles. Receive fire in your neck. Receive it in your heart. Receive a healing. Every diabetic, every high blood pressure, I knock it out of your life. You can't torment the people of God anymore. Say that today, I render you a lie. I free the people of God. I free them from your grip. The angel is passing by. The angel of God is passing by. Jesus is passing this way. This way. Right now. Jesus is passing this way. Oh, let him touch you, brother. Talk to God with the best you can. Talk to him until you have no breath. Talk to him until everything is gone. Until you feel his power. Until you feel his presence. Receive the Holy Ghost in your soul. Receive that Holy Ghost. The dynamics of God. Receive it in your soul. The power to make you to live for him. Who fill my cup, Lord? Oh, I lift it up, Lord. Ah! Oh, Father. Father Jehovah. Oh. Oh. Bread of heaven. Father God, will you come down now, Lord? The same angel of the Lord that spoke to Brother Branham, to Sister Weber, the one that led Joshua. The one that led Moses. The one that led William Branham. The one that's leading us today. You say you will never leave us. You will destroy every enemy. If we don't deviate from the message you are giving William Branham, to the left or to the right, you will destroy every enemy. You will fight it for us. May you show it forth again. May you show it forth again. Look at your children. Tormented. With all kinds of sicknesses, with dementia, with paralysis, with diabetes, with high blood pressure. They are your children. May you pass by them now. May you pass by them now. Some of them barren. The devil struck them with barrenness. May you remove that barrenness. May you create a new womb. May you create, oh Father, a new uterus. Create life again back there. May you do it for them, Father. May they go with the feeling of life. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, are you here, brother? Oh yes. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsty of my soul. Bread of heaven. Listen to me in the name of Jesus. He has done it for you now. He has done it for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. The powers of darkness are paralyzed. In the name of Jesus Christ. You will go home with testimony. Testimony. This is the time. This is the hour. This is the season. This is the moment. When you got your jubilee. Jubilee for you. Jubilee for your soul. Jubilee for your body. Jubilee for your business. Jubilee for your office. Jubilee for your house. Jubilee for your children. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Walk out of that wheelchair now. Walk out of that wheelchair. Stand up from your feet. Stand up. Receive it right now and walk out. Walk back home. Walk back to your seat rejoicing. Walk back rejoicing. Thanking God that I've received it. He has done it for me. He has done it for me. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He has done it, brother. He has done it, brother. You believe it. You believe it. Keep on going to God and keeping glory. Giving glory, brother. This is Malachi 4. This is seven thunders. Revelation 1 to 7. You believe for God's children. Receive it and go, brother. Receive it and go, sister. In the name of Jesus. Never be the same again. Thank you, Jesus. You'll never be the same again. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Somebody that has got a victory. So let's start again. Victory is mine. Victory is mine.
Very wonderful. You can please be seated. Every year we come. It goes higher. It goes higher. The grace increases. The anointing increases. The wisdom increases. The bride is getting more mature on daily basis. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. It's like we should not live here. God bless you richly. I congratulate all of us that were able to physically be in this convention. I also congratulate those who were not able to physically be present but have been following the services also online. We get the feedback constantly that the blessings are outstanding. It's so wonderful. We are grateful unto God. Satan is completely defeated. Completely defeated. His kingdom is in disarray. Glory be to Jesus. The Lord bless you richly. We want to appreciate the ministers. Those who before their Lord to preach. For the grace that God has given to them. To go to the storehouse. To study. To pray. And to yield themselves. To the hands of the Holy Spirit. We have seen the result of it. The Lord has been magnified. You want to appreciate the rest of the ministers, that there was no sufficient time to, for each one to, for the manifestation of humility. That made them to, from their hearts, support the rest of the ministers in prayers. In encouragement. Without any reservation. The spirit of unity moving among God's children and servants is highly appreciated. God bless them richly. God bless God's servants richly. May God continue to lift up the arms of their ministers. We want to appreciate every attendee for your sacrifices, for plan to come. You spent money to come. You left so many things to be here. Also, the journey was not easy. Some that were coming from the southeast arches in a road that is well tarred. That is where the king of Persia sent his people to position. Where are they going? What is the use of traveling long distance for meeting? There's no need. You say, I blocked the road there. For nothing serious. The king of Persia was there for 4 hours. No road. Michael must have descended one more time. Come on, the people are going somewhere. Nowadays is shorter than when it happened in the days of Daniel. It was 21 days. We thank the Lord.
Adupe lowo Olorun.
As Satan is ashamed.
Oju ti wa ti Satan bayi.
We appreciate all contributors.
Gbogbo awon ti o fi owo le fun kan si fun kan sile fun agbajo fun aseori
ati cash and kind.
Nowo ati awon kan mi.
From the beginning of the convention 41 years ago.
Lati bere agbajo ina odun meji mokanlelogoji seyin.
It's been a policy.
O ti je gbagbo wa
the same policy of the prophet.
To je ti woli na bakan na pa agbajo.
Not to beg or borrow.
Lati ma bebe owo
oppress.
Sabi lo awon ona kan to nira die lati fu agbara mo awon lati se nkan
ko. After many years.
Leyin opolopo du o
of a lot of stress.
Opolopo inira.
It got to a point that God himself began to lay it in the hands of his children to lend their support.
Lati se atileyin fun agbo ajo.
To make the load lighter.
O wa je ki wahala iko wa
diku. To make the work easier.
O je ki se wa rorun si.
They will never go unrewarded.
Ewo ni lo lai gba ire won.
Where the monies were taken will never go dry. God bless each one of you richly. May the Lord bless your local assemblies. Bless your families. Bless your businesses. Give you outstanding testimonies. God bless you richly. We appreciate the officers that work tirelessly to make our staying here conducive. May the Lord renew your strength. Some of them will have to even go and replay the tape to enjoy the entire services.
Because
they were so busy, they couldn't follow everything line by line as we that were sitting were doing. God will make it up for everyone. God will make it up for everyone. We thank those at the kitchen. We appreciate their efforts. And we pray that the Lord will prosper and bless them. We thank those sisters who yielded to God's leadership to buy biscuits for children, buy snacks for ministers, buy malt for ministers, and someone also made a few copies of the pillar of fire framed.
Because
for a few minister or churches. Then someone also bought slippers for preachers. And then someone brought yogurt and drinks and the rest of it for us. The dining yesterday, the brother gave it to us. May the Lord prosper all of you and bless you. When Brother Paul was, it is part of the scripture to appreciate. It is not a way to solicit. Even when he was looking like soliciting to people in the time of Brother Paul. Brother Paul said, I'm not speaking in terms of desiring something or in want or whatsoever. But fruits that may have burned onto your account. May the Lord bless you. It shows that the message is working everywhere. We know that in this message, in this group, if God bless some people to that extent, they will desire to single-handedly sponsor the whole program. That intention, the Lord sees it. And he will reward it.
And
he will bless it. God bless you richly.
We'd
like to thank everyone who took time to pray towards the convention. Those who consecrated themselves in fasting to pray for the convention, for God's blessings. When the prophet was asked, what is the success of your ministry? He pointed one place to two brothers that are even take points to him. He said they lay on their face day and night and fast for me well and to have service. That is the success of those meetings you are seeing. It's not a singular effort of anyone. God was hearing the collective prayer of God's children. When God had a cry of his children in Egypt, then he came down and empowered Moses to go and deliver them. But the children cried, and the Lord heard their cry, and the Lord will bless each one of you. God bless you richly.
We'd
like to appreciate the management of this camp for letting us have the camp. We appreciate them. We want to say that we have enjoyed the place. And we trust that we will have it the next time. If the rapture has not come, we trust that we will enjoy it more. God will make more provisions for them to begin to increase their facilities for more pleasure and enjoyment. Yeah, they are engineers, electrical and mechanical engineers, those people work in water. God bless them richly. The camp manager and all his assistants, they
Lord
bless them. Also, a brother said he was also laid on his heart to make jotters.
Though
all the jotters are not ready presently, but at least about 600 of them are here. So from age 13 upward, excluding Ibadan people, should not take first. Because more is coming tomorrow morning, you can take tomorrow morning. But for tonight, let all the outsiders take first. So the ministers will take at this place. The ministers, Nana, I may not meet us at this, once he doesn't meet us in this garden and we are scattered, he has no how to share it. So you keep beat tea tomorrow morning. So the ministers will take at their exit, he should be there by now. And then two places. This end there, and then through the hall there, it will be shared at those two points. 13 years and above. Outside of Ibadan people first. Let them take. The Lord bless and prosper the brother. Let me read this little note. Said a Stanley cup of blue color was taken or misplaced at the back in the auditorium. Stanley cup.
Stanley.
Of not, this is not the name of. Okay. Maybe stainless Stanley is what the person wants to. Is Stanley, sorry. Is it Stanley?
Stainless.
Or stainless? Stanley. I think it's the name of the cup. Yes. Stanley cup. It has blue color. And it was mistakenly taken on its place in the back of the auditorium. And also a black Bible. If fine, Kale returned both to the officers. Thanks and God bless you. Well, in this meeting, this camp meeting, we haven't found yet a lost item that was not found. The issue of stealing is completely off. Because the Lord is making himself more real in the camp. We thank the Lord. On behalf of the host pastor finally, Pastor Martin
Anerua,
we appreciate every one of you. God bless you. May his coming gladden our hearts. If the Lord spare us, we are seeing that which we desire is coming as quickly as possible. We prefer that. But he has his program. If
we
are still here by next year, and the Lord makes a way for another convention,
we'll
reach out to you if you are available. And if you are not able to come, pray for us.
So
you can know what will happen next year.
That
it is this plus
that
will happen next year. So if the Lord spare my life, I will not want to miss it. I wouldn't want to miss it. God bless you all. I say God bless you all. The Ghanaians used to sing one chorus.
It's English.
I think we also sing it here in Nigeria. Is there anything too hard for you? You know that chorus? Is there
anything
too hard for you? Oh, Is there anything to have for you? I deeply enjoyed the services. Seriously enjoyed the service. It's just outstanding. By tomorrow morning, by 5 a.m. it will be the finally. Like Brother Paul said, finally. Brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the old armor of God, whereby you'll be able to stand against all the wiles of the devil. So, tomorrow morning, that is when you will receive that final instruction. Finally. Yes. God bless you. I say God bless you. The preacher has prayed. There is nothing to pray about again. He has prayed.
What is
We have had testimonies. You know, each one of us have testimonies. Only there is not enough time to share it. In the course of this year, I was talking to the team that we want to open a channel, which we are going to do it shortly after this convention, where people can drop in their testimonies. Because there have been so much testimonies than the years. You heard of that was few ones that the brother Dan gave.
Yeah, but there will be Tiaraku Dan to suffer.
So many testimonies.
Okay, mo ye ri lo wa.
Testimonies, it encourages people.
Omo awon eyan lokan le.
You see, brother Bram give one testimony several times.
Eri kan yo ba je lopolopo gba.
Because it is to strengthen the people.
Lati fun awon eyan
lokan. To bring God to the present.
Lati mo
wa si lo. To give hope to the people.
Lati reti fa awon eyan.
For them to know that God is real.
Won mo po Olorun wa ri gba mu ni.
And he does the miraculous.
E wo si se awon ise iyanu.
God bless you richly.
Olorun ko fun lopolopo.
Right, the deacon is just telling me now that the testimony, something has already been incorporated in the church website, which is www.christbrighttabernacle.com, right?
.com.
So if you click in there, there's a portion there. If you, that is, you can drop your testimony there. Just to encourage the people. God bless you richly. And may it's coming glad in our hearts. We just ask one of the ministers to come and just thank God for us.
Now.
For the great blessings. For the outstanding blessings. Just to thank God for us. Shall we rise? Pastor P.S. Adinse, if you don't mind, sir, can you kindly step forward
and
thank the Lord for all that he has done for us. He's done so much and we've got to appreciate it.
Let us pray. Our precious Heavenly Father, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the I am that I am, the ever-present God, we worship you. We adore you. We magnify your holy name because of your kindness, faithfulness. Lord, you have never left us. You have always been with us, helping us, encouraging us. We have been encouraged through the preachings of your word by these servants of God that we have anointed to bless us. We pray, O God, that you bless them. Strengthen the horn of their ministry. And we pray, O God, that wherever they go, there will be a blessing to the bride of Christ. We want to thank you for all that you have done in this convention. It has been wonderful. It gladdens our heart. We will go home and sit and listen to these tapes because you have asked us to listen to tapes. They have preached nothing but what the prophet has given to us. They re-echo it, went into the storehouse, and they brought it to us. Our eyes of understanding has been enlightened. We are very, very grateful. And we pray, O God, that you bless the host church in all their efforts to make this message known to the people. Father, it's not easy. The devil will fight. But the devil will continue to fail. Because this message must reach nook and crannies of this country. Either through electronic or we going personally, it must get to the people. Merciful Father, you have been bringing people to the message in a mysterious way. I heard of a woman who, through dreams, voice spoke to her. He said, go to Susu Church. And she was in a place. And something said, why not stroll down? As she was strolling down, the voice spoke to her that that's the church. Go there. And the sister is in the convention now. We are very grateful. Help us, oh God, to muster courage to spread this gospel, undermining what the devil is doing. Father, we are very, very grateful. Bless the host church. The pastor, the associate pastor, the deacons, and all the members that have cooperated. May your blessing rest upon them. And Lord, all of us that are here, by tomorrow we'll be going back. We ask, O Lord, that you be merciful unto us. As the children of Israel left Egypt, the pillar of fire led them. And the pillar of fire is still in our presence, in our midst. May you lead us by the pillar of fire. When they got to the Red Sea, the enemies received darkness. And your children receive light. May them to cross the Red Sea while the enemy were sleeping. By the time the enemy woke up, to say, ah, these people have escaped. Let's pursue them. In their bid to impersonate, they perish in the Red Sea.
Ben.
We pray, O God, as we have come into this convention, we'll be going back. Any force or forces of the enemy that will want to pursue us, Lord, may their efforts become nothing.
Amen.
Say, when the enemy shall come like a flood, I, the Lord, will raise up a standard.
Amen.
Father, we pray that every move of the enemy upon our lives will continue to fail.
Man.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Hey.
Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. And we pray, oh God, that next year you give us the grace to be here again.
Hey.
If you tarry your coming, glory and honor and adoration be ascribed unto your holy name. Thank you, merciful Father.
Hallelujah.
For answering our prayers.
Hallelujah.
Those who have received their healing, may it become permanent.
Amen.
May they come back next year to testify that it is permanent.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, merciful Father.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.
The Lord is good.
Uluwadara.
The Lord is good.
Aluluwadara se.
Sorry, I learned that the direct link to the testimony is www.testimony.christbrighttabernacle.com.
A child is shouting hallelujah at the back.
Okay, hallelujah, lay long, yeah.
Okay,
hallelujah.
Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, he has ordained to perfect his praises. Right, this is it. www.testimony.christbrighttabernacle.com. So just put, click there, enter there, and drop testimony there. Because Jesus loved testimony. We had in one of the sermons, when Jesus cleansed 10 lepers, only one came back to show appreciation. And even that one was even a stranger. The other nine that feel entitled, they did not come for appreciation. But Jesus expected appreciation. Is the Lord good? I'm told that the rest of the Jotans are very close by. The Jotans. So maybe everybody from age 13 can be collecting. If you don't get, just in few minutes, you will get yours. The Lord bless you richly. I know we are Christians. We will not take two times. When you are dealing with Christians, everything is very easy. But if the people that are not Christians, nobody will collect and hide. That is where they are not Christians. But with the heavy blessing we have received, all those Adamic nature, they have moved. They have shifted ground. So we are dealing with honest people, the children of the Most High God. Is the Lord good? Since everybody believes that the Lord is good, let us sing like that as we dismiss. Then, sometimes we dismiss it the morning the people don't want to leave this place. You at liberty. But remember to eat your dinner. Everybody testify. You are. Oh, you are good.
goodness and God is wonder. Oh, to them. To them. Oh, for his goodness and God is. Oh, to them. Ah, to them. He has broken the gate. Ah, ah. Yes,
Oh, you do. Jesus Christ.